We're reducing the deficit by $400 billion. The CBO, look at their website, cbo.gov. They had an initial score that said it raised the deficit by $3.4 trillion. And then they have a new estimate that they came out with about a week later that says it actually reduces the deficit by $400 billion. But that doesn't take into account economic growth. The same situation happened back in 2017 when the original Tax and Jobs Act passed. They said it was going to lower tax revenues by $1.7 trillion, actually raised them by $1.8 trillion because what they're not factoring is economic activity. We have $10 trillion of new investment coming to America. I'll make a bold prediction, and the voters can hold me accountable for it. I think if we look back 4 years from now, this bill will have lowered our deficit by $4 trillion. I think that's the kind of activity that this bill will generate. Every business I talk to on this tour of Ohio and before says, thank you for permanency on taxes. Thank you for bonus appreciation, R&D investment. They're ready to spend money. I was with an oil and gas group out in Eastern Ohio. They have a commitment of over $4 billion just around the table of what they're going to do with new investments. You're going to see our GDP grow. It grew at 3% last quarter. I think you'll see 4% growth next quarter.